They want to spread their distractions out to keep you distracted. They raise taxes during a recession, a record inflation, 0% inflation, if you ask Biden. You can't fucking make it up. Record inflation. You have all these problems. And they raid Trump's house. The first he says he didn't know about it. Of course he knew about it. But again, he plays on the fact that people don't understand these things. He plays on the fact that people don't understand that he has a copy of the warrant in his hand. Why wouldn't you release it? If you have nothing to hide, release the warrant. Oh, maybe he doesn't want to hide the warrant. It'll be released later. He's just keeping it in his pocket so he can raise money. Because there's confusion out there. People get angry because there's a lack of information. Rumors start to spread. That's how quote-unquote conspiracy theories start. People are surmising what's going on. Let's give some money. This is unfair. Blah, blah, blah. Money, money, money. It's all about the money. Stop the Steal is about money. I told you guys this. Yes, I was almost hunted down and burned at the stake for going against the MAGA hive mind. But I had to tell it like it is. I'm telling it like it is now. If you haven't figured it out, I don't really give a shit about the cult. The cult is there to manipulate people, and it has done so. Just ask the fucking poor people, the miserable people. Of course, you can't ask the ones who've already committed suicide. It's kind of tough to reach them. Maybe get a Ouija board. The January 6th crew got strung out. They could have been pardoned. They weren't pardoned. The whole thing's a fucking setup. Every time you see these things play out in D.C., it's a script. I'm trying to tell you guys that. It's even hard at times for me to acknowledge and understand. But then you take a step back and say, oh, yeah, I see the play here. This is a multifaceted play as well. People talking about getting in the streets again. Okay. Civil War. Okay. Knock yourself out. There are reasons to have uprising and a civil unrest, etc. Right, and I'm not the judge and jury on those reasons, but I would think, as I said earlier, them taking your fucking life and turning it upside down, and all the money you had in your pockets also falls out, would be a pretty big reason to get pissed off and head for the streets. Not a guy from the establishment whose house was raided by the FBI. That's what it's going to take to get, okay. How long are you going to be in the streets for? It's really stunning to me that more people haven't checked the fuck out, like I've talked about, haven't opted out of this entire government, following them, listening to them, after what they did to all of us. And they're preparing to do it again. Hence the need for massive distractions. You got 87,000 IRS agents. That's not a fucking joke. Of course, this raid comes on the heels of that news, too. You forgot about that, too, didn't you? We didn't forget about it. What do we got on that? Let's go to the... I thought we had something on that. Let me find that real quick.
She got down, but she never got the touch. She's gonna make it through the night.
I don't know if you're going to make it through the night. Here it is. We're just going to let the playlist rock and roll. We played this the other day, but I like it because it's perfect for the fucking content. And the playlist has officially taken over. They're just hiring accountants, right? Bean counters that are going to... Our crack squad pulled this today. IRS seeks armed hires ready for, quote, deadly force. You guys worry about that search warrant. You might fucking have a search warrant on your house. Listen to this. On its jobs page as a of the IRS is a listing of vacancies for special agents to be placed around the country to root out financial fraud. They still haven't gotten a dime from the Clinton Foundation. It owes them $2.5 billion. But these are openings for more than just financial experts. They will also be armed, heavily armed. Among the job requirements listed, quote, carry a firearm and be willing to use deadly force if necessary, unquote. What? Special agents who can be placed around the nation and world have an interesting job, according to the IRS description. They are financial analysts and armed officers ready for a shootout. Right here it is. The IRS is hiring new special agents! Exclamation point. Requirements include working a minimum 50 hours per week, which may include irregular hours, and be on call 24/7, including holidays and weekdays, and carry a quote carry a firearm and be willing to use deadly force if necessary. Unquote. It continues, special agents are known for their financial investigative expertise in areas such as tax fraud, public corruption, cyber crimes, narcotics, terrorism, and much more. Today's sophisticated schemes demand the analytical ability of financial investigators to trace transactions through complex financial records. And once you're on the trail, the IRS says, you must be willing and able to participate in arrests, execution of search warrants, and other dangerous assignments. Those are quotes. And all for a salary of $50,000 to $89,000 a year. Somewhere between $50,000 and $89,000. And 24 days off. Wow, that's big. 24 paid holidays. And you too can be kicking in people's doors. And perhaps getting shot at, too. I mean, they don't mention that. Some folk might not like you coming around with weapons and guns. Some folk might get a little antsy. And rightly so. So don't go count your $50,000 to $80,000 yet, $89,000 yet. Because we all know when the IRS goes to hire bean counters, the caveat, you have to carry a firearm and be willing to use deadly force if necessary. That's a tough tax return. I don't care where you come from. But I did it on TurboTax. Get on the ground, you son of a bitch. I was in the red meter on TurboTax at the end, okay? I admit it, I was in the red meter. Get on the ground, you son of a bitch. One false move, you'll be eating a lead salad. And only half of that lead salad is deductible, by the way. So, yeah. Whatever the bullshit that they're selling, we're not buying it here, plain and simple. And they are selling nothing but bullshit. As usual, you know what? It's a really good dovetail. We have Dr. Vernon Coleman live here. Not live, but I interviewed him. We're going to play that tonight. Later in the show, so stick around. That's a hell of an interview. And, you know, that's old school. He understands this dystopian fucking... Gestapo is what they are, really. His phone gets cut off when he does interviews. We had to kind of set the interview up on the sly is what we had to do. And if interviews are announced or they're teased or they're, you know, promoted, his phones don't work. And he doesn't like to use Zoom on the internet. So we went old school, cell phone. And he's checking in from the UK, and I'm in Philadelphia. So, you know, you pay all this money for telecommunications and phones, and sometimes it, you know, you feel like you're back in 1985, and Gordon Gekko's on the beach talking on a brick phone to Bud Fox. The reception's a little shaky, even on the beach. But a fantastic interview we had. He's just right out of the cannon. He's just, boom, as soon as he starts talking, it's rock and roll. And you should frame that with the clip we just played from Trump, the nonsense he's spewing. And he's still spewing it. Trump is still selling and still pimping for these. They're killers. I don't have to recap it on here. You know how I feel about this, how we feel about it. And everything we've said has been proven, has come quote-unquote true. Of course, we knew it was true when we said it. Getting through to people is another issue. So Dr. Vernon Coleman, he's gotten through to a number of people. And his legacy continues to build, even though they're trying to keep him down all the time. But we tracked him down, no easy feat on its own either. But, you know, some old habits are hard to forget when it comes to finding people. And it's just a fantastic interview. And it gives you such a wide range of subject matter when you hear Trump talking like he was talking. It's the greatest thing in mankind. It's just nonsense. It's been nothing but misery. I can sit here. I get texts all day long. And that doesn't include the phone calls from people I know who've been jabbed, people I know who are unjabbed, who either have horror stories about other people that they know specifically, directly in their own families who have been jabbed, or that they work with, etc. And they regret every fucking minute of it. We could do shows 3 hours a night with all the literally freak show stories about the misery these things have caused. They're terrible. They've been terrible. They've been deadly. The pain and suffering they've caused has been massive, and they have all these people out there pimping them, including Trump. I mean, Trump lost us here way before that. Don't forget, we get to hear a lot of stuff that you guys don't get to hear. And when you put everything together, you start to say, you know what? Yeah. Okay. That's not right. These things start to add up. You know what's funny, too, though? I've even talked about it. Back then in 2020, and we came out after the election, said, you know, Maria and I, we did shows. And I told Maria in May and VM and everybody else, I had wagers with my buddies that Trump would lose. I kind of understood what was going on. At least I thought I did. But I didn't want to come out and say it for two reasons. One, it's an election, prior to an election. And two, because it wouldn't have helped anything. As far as keeping Biden out of the White House. And two, the hive mind, the MAGA hive mind, was rabid. They still are. And it's almost like, you know, I mean, we've moved away from that now, so it's nice. But it's like you couldn't, they don't want to hear the truth. They didn't want to hear the truth then. They don't want to hear the truth now. So we said, you know what, we'll just chill out and do our own thing. And I said, people are going to need to spot the land after this all collapses. Well, it's already collapsed. Some people just haven't figured it out yet. And it likely was supposed to collapse on purpose. And it's right where they want it to be for what they have coming in the fall. I want to know where this was when I needed it. I could have used this back in the day. And Revy, R-E-V-V-I, power up your credit with Revy. That's R-E-V-V-I. Revy is the perfect card for the not-so-perfect credit. Revy is a genuine Visa credit card with rewards that is accepted by merchants across the USA and online. Revy card, that's R-E-V-V-I. Revy reports to all three major credit bureaus. Build your credit score with one-time payments and keeping your balance below the credit limit. Pay your bill, view transactions, and check available credit in our new mobile app, Revvy, that's R-E-V-V-I again, credit, rewards, purchase power. It all comes with a Revvy card, perfect credit, not required. Visit discover.revvy.com to see how the Revvy card can benefit you. Discover.revvy, there's two V's in that, R-E-V-V-I.com, discover.revvy.com for our quick and easy application process. Discover.revvy.com, that's discover.revvy.com. See terms and conditions for details and check out discover.revvy.com. I could have used that back in the day. We could all use a good hand up, etc. And of course, it's tough to buy stuff if you don't have a credit card, sometimes renting a car, etc. So these things come in more than handy. It's a new sponsor, and we're happy to be offering it to you folks. A Revvy card. It's all scripted. It's all a play. And you and I are not invited backstage. And we're not invited in the front row either to see how the magic is made. To see all the little tricks they use on stage. We're way in the back. We're not part of the club. So, Dr. Vernon Coleman, fantastic. It's just, he's been around. And he's seen a lot in that perspective and that wisdom. And he was an authority on these things, on virology and medical issues and on vaccines, until he decided that he would venture out to tell people the truth. Then he wasn't considered an authority anymore. He was considered a menace and somebody needed to be silenced. So it's fantastic to have him. So stick around for that. There are patches during that interview. It'd be hard to hear. Just take your time and understand the conditions. We're trying to get stuff done here. Not everything is, press a button and you're on Zoom. You know, if the establishment doesn't want you to be on Zoom, doesn't want you to talk to people, doesn't want you to get your words out and your messages out, you take what you can get. We released this interview a couple days ago on Hotwire, the top tier of Pain.tv and the Pain.tv app. I understand I haven't even done any plugs yet because we're rocking and rolling. And people loved it. And they said, well, you know what? At times, you know, a little rough on the audio, but we can get by. You can understand it. You know, that's why I like the audio instead of the videos, because you have to listen. You have to focus extra. You can listen to these things and paint the imagery in your own head, so to speak. So that's coming up. But we got a little bit more before that. Plain and simple. Well, it's as good a time as any to pass the peas, so to speak. The peas being the pain.tvs. The pain.tv app. Shout out to the folks listening and watching on said platforms. We appreciate your patronage. And also the folks on the Thomas Paine podcast on the public side listening on the podcast. We appreciate you folks as well checking in. Your dedication. Keep returning and listening, and obviously you're picking up something from this show that is beneficial to you. That makes me feel all warm and fuzzy inside. And not just because I took a vaccine either. I remain unwashed. I remain unwashed. Back in the 80s, that wasn't particularly a good thing to say if you're trying to score the ladies. Now it has a whole different meaning. All you got to do is wait 30 years. 40 years. 30 years my ass. It's been a lot longer than that. Boy, time flies when you're on your way out, so to speak. Anyway, thanks for the folks on those platforms all the way around. We are, as we keep adding people all over the world, it's the wildest thing to watch from behind the scenes. The young bucks tell me this, hey, you're top 40 in daily news and in Britain, and you're top 40 in Canada, and you're top 40 in the U.S. There's no other thing. I say, great. Well, that's cool. What about my friends in Germany? We've been insulting them. We're climbing the charts in Germany, too. If that's the benchmark for for climbing the charts in Germany, poking fun at the German folks who are running that country, then we're going to really do even better in Germany. But it's just fantastic that that many people are from around the world. And, of course, here at home in the States and in Canada are checking in. And it's humbling. And we've had some fantastic hot wires this week, two hot wires. I did four shows in the first 2 days of the week. We did four shows. So just having to do one show tonight, man, I'm like, woo! Yeah, baby. Fucking A. You know, this is something that we caught a break on. Nobody has this clip. I'd say very few people have this clip. I have a feeling they're going to find it, and it's going to circulate after today. Fauci actually admits, like, now it's tongue-in-cheek, he's being sarcastic. He admits that he cooked up COVID-19. He's joking. I mean, because, you know, that's something that you would joke about. He's at some kind of symposium, and they're sitting down. He has it looks like it's some kind of college or something. And he's in, like, an auditorium. And he has a little audience, and he's sitting in like a leather chair with another guy, almost like you're on a talk show. And he has a live audience and a friendly audience, of course. No one's going to stand up like, "You fucking killer, man. You killed a lot of gay people in the 80s, and now you're killing other people now. Even more people." Nobody like that, right? Those cats aren't allowed in. All the dopes in the crowd are wearing masks. But Fauci and the moderator, they're not wearing masks. But go with me on this. Probably not something you would joke about. Let's go to the audio tape. Oh, we'll play the video tape. But probably not something you would joke about, in my estimation. Cooking this thing. He said he cooked it up in his kitchen. COVID-19. The virus. I mean, you want to talk about tone deaf. Let's go to the video tape. Unbelievable. Well, he finally admitted it, at least. Yay! What? Jesus, can't make this stuff up.
We're at the epicenter of the initial outbreak. WA1, Washington 1, is considered the ancestral model strain.
I developed the ancestral model strain. I created it.
That's right. You let it loose.
I was in my kitchen.
You let it loose. Yeah. Right. Okay. Gain of function. Here we come. Right. you're making arancia and Italian meatballs, and that's a gain of function. All right.
I think the appropriate song would probably be "The Kids Are Not All Right," thanks to these criminals. And it's just a big laugh riot.
I cooked it up when I was cooking up meatballs.
A bunch of fucking lunatics we're dealing with here. They think it's funny. He thinks it's a riot that he can come out and say that. Of course, he's projecting. He actually funded the Wuhan labs. Who knows what else they cooked up over there on top of everything else we have. I'm sure we're about to find out. You haven't heard much from the variants, though, since they started bombing all those biological labs in Ukraine, though. What happened to all the variants? Yeah. That Greek alphabet stopped fast, didn't it? What was the last one? Omicron? See if I remember my Greek alphabet. Alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon, zeta, eta, theta, iota, kappa, lambda, mu, nu, xi, omicron, pyro, sigma, tau, epsilon, phi, chi, psi, omega. Sir. So they lost all those variants. So it's omicron through omega. I just read. I'm not going to do it again. I don't have some fraternity brothers standing in front of me threatening my life. And when we pledged, it was a little dicey. I know the pledges today are like, "We read a poem, and we went out and had a wine cooler, and then we were brothers. They let us in the house." That's great. Good for you guys. What, no death experiences? No near-death experiences or blood or trips to the hospital or psychological warfare or sleep deprivation or alcohol poisoning or just fucking flat out violence. Well, that's probably a good thing today. Anyway, that's why you know your Greek alphabet, if you screw it up. It's burned into your head. You fuck that up, and it's another reason to get your ass whooped. Back in the day, of course, things are much different now. But it builds bonds. It builds bonds, lifelong bonds. I don't know what kind of stuff that happens today, and they just let you in the fraternity, let you in the sorority. I don't know what kind of bonds that builds, but I know that going through tough times builds bonds, and you should be learning that too in your families, etc. You make it through these, you know, you're able to make it through these gauntlets that they throw at you, and you become a tighter unit. You don't even realize how strong you're getting as a family and how close you are. And every time you defeat these sons of bitches at their own game, whether the sons of bitches are from the IRS or the FBI or whoever the fuck they're from, you do get closer as a family unit and tighter, and adversity builds character and it builds bonds. So I don't besmirch anything that happened to us when we were pledging. It's good training for when you... 70% off. That gets my attention. A quick anecdote here. I was on the road about a week and a half ago, and I was sorting out what's happening in some farmland in Pennsylvania, and speaking to some farmers and some of the plights that they are facing, etc. So I was in a remote area, and I was in this dingy truck stop. I won't name it, but it was a little bit of, you would call it a shady place. And I'm sitting there, and they have scant Wi-Fi, but they did have some Wi-Fi. And I said, you know what? I don't even trust the coffee in this place, let alone the Wi-Fi. So let me dial up my IP Vanish account here on my good old cell phone. At least I know there's not prying eyes in the back in the back of the truck stop or anywhere else. And so we've used IP Vanish a number of times to bail us out of some sticky wickets, I guess you could call it, as we traveled across the United States and the pain caravan across the country. Tired of feeling like someone's always watching you on the internet. Maybe advertisers know a bit too much about you, or you're concerned about the privacy of your identity. Using incognito mode won't solve the problem either. IP Vanish VPN is here to protect your right to privacy and help you stay anonymous online. IP Vanish helps you safely browse the internet without exposing your private details to third parties such as hackers, your ISP, or advertisers. You can use IP Vanish on your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick and when you're streaming media. When you use IP Vanish, all of your data is encrypted. This means that your private details, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IP Vanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's that simple. And you can use IP Vanish or unlimited uses on unlimited devices without sacrificing on speed. Your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick. IP Vanish is offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's like getting 9 months for free. For you folks who need a little help with the math, IP Vanish is super easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're instantly protected. You won't even know what's on. Stop sharing with the world everything you watch, everything you search for, and everything you buy. Take your privacy back today with the brand rated 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. So go to ipvanish.com/pain. That's P-A-I-N-E. And use promotional code PAIN, all in caps, P-A-I-N-E, and claim your 70% savings. That's ipvanish.com/pain. The government says, hey, come work Intel. You'll really like it. But you have to do some training first. Nothing major. Just scar you for life. Let's see how long we can keep you up for. Yeah. Yeah, nice try, pal. I had that training when I was in my fraternity. It makes government training look like a training film. Literally like a training film. Sleep deprivation. It's like, we got a runner over here. He's on 8 days. Tell me he can go to bed. He broke the record. Anyway, we heard from Mr. Warp Speed. We heard from Mr. Warp Brain, Fauci. And there's a video of all the insane little things dedicated to the people listening to Fauci with the masks on in the crowd. I mean, what a bunch of brainwashed idiots. Two brainwashed cults we're talking about. The COVID cult, the MAGA cult. We're going to need support groups out here before November, plain and simple. Let's go to the videotape here and some of the insane things that these clowns made us do for the last 2 years. From all the Karens that are running around, it's a compilation of video. We're going to go to the videotape. You'll recognize some of these things, from mask wearing to social distancing to people, total random strangers calling you out on the street because you're not following the cult mentality. How dare you? Let's go to the videotape.
Comes from China. That's
right. Comes from China. Where do you think he's
going? Okay, this is no joke. This is what people are doing. Fucking Jesus Christ.
Neither.
Not social distancing.
Put your mask on.
Get away from me.
Put it on.
For freedom. Stop it.
Whoa, whoa. Whoa.
What is going on inside their head?
So, this guy in Michigan came up with this idea.
6 feet apart. Oh, yeah.
Extreme measures of self-isolation.
It gets the point across.
Comfortably all day. Share your smile. Z Shield wraps your face.
On prend une bouchée et on remet le masque. On prend une bouchée et on remet le masque.
To make it fun, it's science. It's science.
Well, when you watch that nonsense, and it's hard to imagine that they're going to bring that back. They certainly want to bring it back. We said to be on the lookout for that about the third week of September. That's right around the corner, folks.